La belle dame sans merci. Oh, what can ail thee, knight-at-arms, alone and palely loitering? The sedge has withered from the lake, and no birds sing. Oh, what can ail thee, knight-at-arms, so haggard and so woe-begone? The squirrel's granary is full, and the harvest's done. I see a lily on thy brow with anguish moist and fever dew, and on thy cheeks a fading rose fast withereth too. I met a lady in the meads full beautiful, a fairy's child. Her hair was long, her foot was light, and her eyes were wild. I made a garland for her head, and bracelets too, and fragrant zone. She looked at me as she did love, and made sweet moan. I sat her on my pacing steed, and nothing else saw all day long, for sidelong would she bend and sing a fairy's song. She found me roots of relish sweet, and honey wild, and manna dew, and sure in language strange she said, I love thee true. She took me to her elfin grot, and there she wept and sighed full sore, and there I shut her wild, wild eyes with kisses four. And there she lulled me asleep, and there I dreamed, ah, woe betide, the latest dream I ever dreamed on the cold hillside. I saw pale kings and princes too, pale warriors, death-pale were they all. They cried, La belle dame sans merci hath thee in thrall. I saw their starved lips in the gloam with horrid warning gaped wide, and I awoke and found me here on the cold hillside. And this is why I sojourn here, alone and palely loitering, though the sedge is withered from the lake, and no birds sing. Why four kisses, you will say, why four? Because I wish to restrain the headlong impetuosity of my muse. She would have fain said score without hurting the rhyme. But we must temper the imagination, as the critics say, with judgment. I was obliged to choose an even number, that both eyes might have fair play. And to speak truly, I think two apiece quite sufficient. Suppose I'd said seven. There would have been three and a half apiece, a very awkward affair, and well got out of on my side.